Hi, Carl, and hello to all of our listeners out there. I'm Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film and TV critic for Hollywood 360 Radio Network. Are you waiting on pens and needles for the next season of Virgin River to land? Well, I've found a TV series that's very similar. It's Sullivan's Crossing. The TV show is streaming on the CW and Netflix. Sullivan's Crossing is a homespun Canadian romantic drama. The star of the show, Maggie Sullivan, she finds herself in legal trouble and returns to her hometown.
Deep down, I've always known that there was something missing in my life. Coming back to the crossing, it's helped me connect with that part of myself that I'd forgotten. I was wondering if you'd like to go for dinner with me tonight?
I'd love to.
It's based on the novel series by author Robin Carr.
Are you telling me that I'm the father?
Yes, you and I are going to be seeing a lot more of each other there, Grandpa.
Andrew.
You're just not right for my daughter.
How does Cal feel about it?
I can't let myself fall in love with someone when I know that there's no future together.
Don't you think it's time that you listen to your heart?
We're going to be family.
Family doesn't keep secrets from each other.
I don't know who to trust anymore.
Don't make the same mistake I did.
The bottom line, I'm in. 3 stars out of 4. Of course, the scenery is absolutely beautiful, as the gorgeous lakes and beaches are highlighted. I do like the loving and complicated father-daughter relationship between Sully, Scott Patterson, and Maggie, Morgan Cohen. Although, you know, it does play more like a continuous soap opera, as the episodes are somewhat over-the-top dramatic. Yet, it's very family-centered, which I appreciate. Again, this is Sarah Knight Adamson, Hollywood 360's national film and TV critic. Check out my website, Sarah's Backstage Pass, for reviews and interviews. Sullivan's Crossing is streaming now on Netflix.